One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
The weekend called. It wants one more round.
Sunday.
Join the Slacker Show
for Sunday Fun Day at View House Lodo.
Sunday, August 23rd at 2 p.m.
Hang out with Slacker, Erica, T-Hack, and Aaron.
Play games, win prizes.
And then cap off the afternoon with a free live performance from the band Camino.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty awesome, right?
It's going to be rad.
End your weekend with absolutely no regrets. Or maybe just a few. We won't judge.
Sunday Fun Day at View House Lodo.
Brought to you by Westera Credit Union and Sun Cruiser. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Alice 105.9.
Sunday. You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are doing... this has actually been requested. We don't often take requests, but somebody asked if we could joke off, and we're going to do it.
Yes, we are.
This is where you get to call the show, and I mean, it doesn't have to be a dad joke. They can actually be funny.
Dad jokes are funny. Yeah, what do you mean? Funny.
Dad jokes are mostly funny because they're not funny.
Yeah, they're funny because they're kind of dumb.
Yes.
But they're still funny.
But if you had an actually funny joke, we'd take it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've got one.
Okay.
If prisoners could take their own mug shots, they'd be called selfies. You know, because they're in the prison cell.
Hmm.
Do you...
none of you liked that one.
Do you guys know how to keep an idiot in suspense?
How?
Tell you tomorrow.
Hey.
Don't make me wait.
We're not idiots.
Oh.
I have to tell you guys about this book I was reading the other day. It was about an immortal dog. It was impossible to put down.
I think my favorite part is like Hack was pretending to not get that. Erica 100% didn't get that.
I was like, you can set the dog down. And then I, yeah. Okay.
Well, I only seem to get sick on weekdays. I must have a weekend immune system.
I think this was a bad request.
Yeah. What do you call a bundle of hay in a church?
Holy.
Christian Bale.
Okay, that one's kind of funny.
That's good. That's good.
I'm reading a horror story in Braille. Something bad's going to happen. I can just feel it.
I hate you.
I think it's you.
I know. I was about to go. I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him. But that's what I get for buying a purebred dog.
You know you've done two dogs.
Yeah.
Do you plan on just keeping that streak going?
No, there's one that I actually don't understand, and I'm
ooh, do
scared.
Do it.
Yeah, just read it.
This morning, Siri said, "Don't call me Shirley. I accidentally left my phone in airplane mode."
I love that.
I don't get it.
Come on.
Don't call me Shirley. I use Shirley.
Surely you can't be serious.
Yes, no, I do that. I know that serious. Joke. Yeah.
Don't call me Shirley.
Right.
Is from?
Airplane.
Oh.
You left your phone in airplane mode.
Oh.
Siri's calling her Shirley. You see, Slacker.
I'm not putting it. I don't get it. Do it one more time. Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me
that
Shirley.
That line is from Airplane.
The movie Airplane. So Siri's calling her Shirley because it was
in
airplane mode.
Dude, that is so many thoughts that have to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean.
It's too advanced for joking off.
Okay. If you would like to tell a joke that at least three of us in the room get almost immediately.
Hey!
Slacker didn't get the last one. So.
No one got it except Hack! No one!
I got it after he explained it.
Yeah, same.
You've never seen Aaron. You liar.
Yeah, I still got it, though.
Yeah, I still knew. Okay. Whatever Aaron's saying.
You should watch Airplane. Everyone, please.
It's the dumbest movie that you should watch. But you don't even know why it exists, where I do know why it exists.
Yeah.
All right, so we'd like to hear the worst or best joke you've got. 303-222-5423. You may text your jokes in and we'll read them aloud, or you may call and tell us yourself.
Where do pirates get their hooks? At the secondhand stores.
Actually, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Thanks.
I asked my wife if I was the only one she slept with. She said yes. The others were sevens and eights.
The only one.
That's sad.
You guys, lately, I feel like I'm getting addicted to collecting like old Beatles records.
Oh,
I need help.
Nice.
I like it. My friend said that if he went off a cliff, it would be on his own accord. It's a good thing he drives a Civic.
Also, is the friend okay?
It's a joke. He doesn't exist. That's also real life.
Okay.
This is kind of personal to me, but when my Uncle Frank died, he actually wanted his remains to be buried in his favorite beer mug. He was a big beer drinker. His last wish was to be Frankenstein. And we honored that wish.
This is one of my favorites because my dad used to say it all the time. How do you make a tissue dance? You put a little boogie in it. My dad still.
That's the ultimate dad joke right there.
You know, where do dads store their dad jokes? In the database.
Oh, dada.
I built a model of Mount Everest at my house. Hmm. My son was like, what was that, to scale? I said, no, it's to look at.
Hacks loving this. Too much.
Dude, that one is good. That was really, I'm stealing that.
Oh my God.
Hack, you want to do one more and we're going to wrap this thing up?
What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man who's on a bicycle?
I don't know.
A tire.
Oh.
Crushed it. Crushed it. I was like, a wheel.
What's brown and sticky?
No.
A stick?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. If you've got a terrible joke that you want everyone to hear, we call it joking off. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing joking off. It's something we do every once in a while on the show.
Yeah.
And I forgot to tell you guys this just real quick. I know we got to get to the jokes. I know you got a great text one.
I do.
But I forgot to tell you how my day started today.
Oh.
SWAT shows up at my house.
What?
Because they said I illegally downloaded all of Wikipedia. And I'm like, I can explain everything.
Okay.
Okay. I can explain everything.
It's not illegal.
It does get better. The more you say, it's
not
funnier.
Illegal.
Thank you.
To download
Thank
Wikipedia.
You.
Okay.
You can't download all of it, Erica.
Okay. We have a text. I like this one. I went to a beekeeper to buy 12 bees. He gave me 13, and I said, "Sir, you gave me one too many bees." The beekeeper said, "Don't worry about it. It's a freebie." You guys didn't like that one as much.
I can explain everything.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. What the hell happened? Laura, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yay. Are you landing an aircraft? What? Hi. What's your joke? Jesus.
Is there bad feedback? I'm sorry. Driving in the rain.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would happen. Yeah. Okay. So what's your joke?
16 sodium atoms after a bar. Batman follows.
Her phone broke up. Did you hear? Do you know what the joke is?
Yeah. How many sodium atoms is it?
16.
16 sodium atoms enter a bar. Batman followed.
This is a smart joke.
Yeah, I don't think I'm.
Thank you, Laura. Drive safe.
What?
Six. What?
16 sodium atoms.
Sodium is Na. No, 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 no.
Oh.
Batman.
Seriously, people, you have to consider who you're telling.
Well, I know sodium.
Also, yeah, because she told you.
No, just because I know fast food.
Oh. We're acquainted. Oh. We're close.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Joking off, what's your joke?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I was watching a documentary, and it happened to be on Native American tribes. And this one happened to be the rituals that young boys have to go through to become men. And as awful as this sounds, they would have to cut off their nipples and go run around the camp like 500 times. And they called it the Indian Nippolis 500.
It's so terrible on so many levels, I don't even know what to do. Thank you, Kelly. Sort of.
Should we keep going?
Oh, they get worse.
I'm so glad to be back doing joking off, you know, because like I remember in COVID, like with all the quarantines and stuff, all we had was like inside jokes.
Go away. Go away.
We're back, baby. I can explain everything.
I knew you were going to say that.
Bobby? What the hell?
What's that?
Yeah, Bobby.
Hey.
Bobby. What's your joking off joke?
Okay, if you're driving an electric car and you hit someone, can you be charged for battery?
No.
That's witty.
Okay.
I got another one for you.
Oh, yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay. Going rogue.
Let's go rogue. If you're an electrician, can you ground your children?
Are you an electrician?
Oh, the least I feel.
A lot of electrical jokes.
Yeah, you do got a lot. You got a real niche there. All right, thank you.
Could I read a text really quick?
Yeah, no, please.
This is from a 9-year-old.
Oh.
Someone texted from my 9-year-old. What does a cloud wear under his shorts? Thunderpants! I thought you all were going to like it more than you did.
I liked it. It's cute.
This one has a warning on it, so I'm just going to... Okay.
I mean...
Linda?
Yay!
Joking off, tell us a joke.
What did one tampon say to the other?
What did one? Okay, what?
Nothing. They were both stuck up.
Oh. Oh. I'm glad the warning was there.
What?
Yeah?
Let's be done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for news or nope. Mm-hmm. Do we want to sing the thing or do we want to talk about the thing?
Let's just get into it because I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I need to know.
Do you know about the thing?
Wait, what?
I'm assuming you're talking about your head.
No.
Oh.
No.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Something happened on News or Nope yesterday, and we all missed it. What? We all missed it. But I got a lot of texts from people.
Hmm?
One, the journalistic integrity of the room was just garbage.
All-time low.
Yeah.
Complete.
Someone texted low. Like, you guys are falling apart.
Yeah, it was like the worst. I went back and found it on the Odyssey app.
Oh, wow.
And listened to it see if I could find the spot where it happened. I was going to have TAC pull the audio so we could play it here. But in addition to the lack of journalistic integrity, Aaron told, like, did her story was a shout out to people who she met at the concert.
Yeah.
Not a news story.
Yeah.
It was news to you guys, was it not?
Well, while she was doing this, she's doing it. And I go, nope, 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 nope. Like that. And then she kept going.
Oh, I did not hear you say that. I am so sorry.
And I was going, nope, nope, just in normal conversational thing. So like, but it was pointed out to me that she broke the rule so bad.
But you also, you just said
didn't
you were saying
know
it
I was doing it.
Exactly.
But like, the rules stand, people.
I remember hearing you do it. And then I think I was like, I'm not going to derail what's already derailed here. But I do remember being like, was that a nope? And then you
I
kept
said
going.
It a bunch.
You kept going. So I was like, I guess he didn't mean it.
But does Aaron ever actually stop when somebody nopes her?
I do.
No, you get four more sentences every time.
The fall
Let's
thing,
vote on it.
The fall thing, I stopped.
That's
After
true.
A couple more, like,
I
don't know.
No, I think she surrendered on that one.
She did.
She's ready to bring it back.
And is that the nopiest nope of all time? Because you weren't even trying. You were
right,
just
and it's
viscerally
just
like
no.
So like,
it's like,
but that's why it was more conversational and not.
I know, but we have to live and die by the rules of news or nope, people. In fact, he's just said nope two or three times right there.
But so he was quoting nope. you. And he only gets one.
I did use mine.
He's
earlier.
Done for the next 6 weeks. This just in. It's just news now. No one's got any of those
Good
left.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to continue my recap. I just want to give a shout out to Nathan.
You are not.
From Ankmar Garage Doors. You
no!
saved my life today.
You
already used yours, apparently.
Nope. There it is. What is going on? This is not.
No, it is weird how, like, we've been accidentally manifesting and, like, things are happening that we. There's something weird going on.
Everything we talk about off the air or on the air is happening to each one of us.
In a bad way.
Erica pointed it out, like, this week or this last couple weeks. Mercury is not in retrograde except on the Slacker Show.
Yes. All of us have had like borderline major issues.
Well, and it's not borderline. Aaron alluded to it at the beginning of News or Nope. I cut my head so bad. I'm wearing a hat today and I think it's probably bleeding through it.
Yeah, I could see a little blood and I'm very queasy to blood right now.
Is it? You can
I
see
called 911 over
can
blood
you see
this
it through
week.
The thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, turn your head a little bit. Yeah, you can.
Oh, through the band-aid?
Yeah.
Through the Band-Aid, through the hat, because it's the mesh.
Yeah, it's not like, oh boy, you're bleeding. Yeah.
Men's razors now, I don't know if you have this hat.
I don't
hat.
Know if I can do this.
On the, like, it's like three blades going down or whatever, but then on the back of it, it's just got one blade going up where you can like flip your razor over and go like, just behind your ear and it's just a little thing.
I never know how to use that.
Yeah, you just go just a little bit right there. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm shaving my head and as I started to move my hand back, the other blade went.
Yikes.
Crossways across my head.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. with the medical issues I'm currently having, I am hydrating like there's no tomorrow.
Yes.
And if you could have seen, I almost wanted to get my, I'm in the shower and it's Stephen King amounts of blood. All I'm just like standing there like.
Oh my God, and when you're under a shower, it was so much blood.
Yeah. But even when I got out of the shower, I got out of the shower and it's just coming down. Like my torso is covered in blood.
Erica, put your feet up.
I know.
I just want to thank the guys at Ankmar Doors.
Ankmar Garage Doors.
For coming to my house and blotting my head.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's some legal issues for Selena Gomez and her mom. They are being accused of defrauding investors for their mental health startup called Wondermind.
What? Have you heard of the app or the startup? I hadn't heard of it.
No, and that's the problem. So Selena does a lot of mental health work through Rare Beauty. Mm-hmm. And I think that this was supposed to be maybe the next step. They were going to create an app for mental fitness practices and tools. It was with Selena, her mom, Mandy Teefy, and someone named Daniela Pearson. Wondermind was co-founded all the way back in November of 2021.
Whoa.
And they did have investors.
No.
And
they just launched it.
Not gotten to a point at least where it is at all profitable. Ugh. And so now these investors are saying, give us our $1.2 million back that we put into this.
Feels like $1.2 million is chump change to her, no?
To Selena Gomez, maybe.
Her mom has gotten into some issues before financially.
I think she was having some drug issues.
Mom was?
I just read something about her mom, and that may be why there was a bit of a pause in all of this. It's not great. But also, I'm sure Selena Gomez is going to figure it out. Like, Rare Beauty, didn't she sell it for like $1 billion? Or she didn't sell it.
I think she has it. It was
just like $1 billion company. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So she can snot this million out.
But also, it's just like a bad look.
Okay. There was some journalistic integrity in that.
Thank you.
I thank you for pulling up on the yoke on behalf of the whole Slacker show.
Well, I was about to faint from you talking about blood, so I had to,
Good evening.
Good evening.
Kelly Ripa reveals that she has gotten a gum graft surgery.
Do you want me to faint?
Well, what are you doing?
Because of excessive brushing, it led to gum recession, but she's got it. She's an over-brusher. Well, I think it puts to bed the myth that it's just men who overbrush. Have you ever looked at a dude's toothbrush?
Yeah.
It looks angry.
It's because you're supposed to replace it.
Well, Anna,
you guys are just too strong.
I'm scrubbing it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Scrubbing it.
The Slacker Show.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Alice.
1059.
Ah!
I actually have something.
I got one! I have something. Look at everybody panicking!
I have something!
If you're new to the Slacker Show, on Fridays, we are court-ordered to try to say nicer things. Just one little part of the show, we call this Feel Good Friday! Yay! Yay! And everybody was happy! Yay! Listen to the kids cheering. So we are going to tell happy stories. This is me vamping while everyone else goes through their internet
stories.
You
have
one? Okay, go for it.
My story is out of Long Island.
Oh, come on!
You could have gone first.
You could have.
Barley, huh?
Barley, yeah. Barley and Louie. So this is unlikely friends. There was a family who had this dog named Barley. And unfortunately, the dog in 2024 was diagnosed with epilepsy and had to take this new medication. And suddenly they're like, well, Barley is not spunky and happy and joyful as Barley used to be. Barley is a golden retriever, by the way.
Yeah.
And then one day they were walking by a pond nearby. And Barley started wagging her tail and getting all excited and had a personality again. And it's because Barley really likes ducks.
Oh.
And sparked a friendship with one of the ducks that they've now named Louie. And I believe it. Does it live with them now?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so Barley and Louie basically fell in love. They're best friends.
And I guess that's like my story.
They have an Instagram account. I think it's called Duck and a Dog. And you can go look at them, and it's really cute. And now I'm thinking about getting a duck for Swanson.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to go.
No.
Okay. Because I have I have a fellow foul story that I have to get to.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, no, I have to.
No.
And here's what.
Is it green?
Is it what?
Green. Is it a green fowl?
Is it green?
I don't think so.
And what is this? Two eggs and ham?
That's another duck. That's another duck.
Two eggs and a ham.
If we're doing all bird stories, this is going to be great.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I, like T-Hack's long-running hatred of deer, I hate geese.
Okay. We're good.
Hate them. But a family in Fort Bend County, Texas, was sound asleep when the goose that they have named Goosey.
Cute.
So clever.
Started honking.
Feel good, Aaron.
In geese the back. Are dumb.
Aaron.
The goose was, I know I'm using a duck sound effect because I've banned all goose sound effects in the studio. The owner woke up from Goosey making the noise and stepped outside to investigate, where he found the house was afire. He was able to go and douse the fire with a garden hose before it spread any further. Goosey's warning was the only thing that saved the family from a total disaster for the barn and all the animals inside.
Wow.
So even though goose suck, geese suck, ganders or what? Oh, Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
One named Goosey is trying to redeem the reputation
that's
for
like
geese everywhere.
Half of them are probably named Goosey.
Lucy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know where my story is from exactly.
Nope.
That's not how this works.
But it does involve a green bird.
Kind of green
is
bird.
Is it green? That's why I was panicking.
It's a green bird, okay?
There was a 10-year-old boy who was unexpectedly hospitalized, causing him to lose a streak on Duolingo. And so the mom had reached out on Twitter or whatever it's called and said, hey, Duo, any chance you can help a little Duo fan? My 10-year-old son had a 300-plus day streak but was unexpectedly hospitalized, missed his lessons. So Duo said, we got you. We're going to give you some extra stuff, streak restored. And he is learning chess, learning Spanish on the app, learning math on the app. I didn't know that that was a...
Maybe it's new.
Yeah.
Duolingo's pretty cool.
It is. And then someone else was like, hey, I was hungover. Can you restore mine? And they said, get off my page.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
But yeah, the 10-year-old is.
Where's the green bird?
Duo, the logo. The bird. Green bird.
Yeah.
Where you been, man?
I just think you missed your streak. You missed your streak.
No.
He was hospitalized. Okay,
great.
My story also involves a bird.
Oh.
This is great.
Okay.
Is it really?
Mine is, there was a couple that was getting married off the coast of France, and she had a bit of a nightmare situation, Erica.
Oh.
There was a bee that was kind of flying around. She goes to swat the bee, and her brand new wedding ring flew off into the sand, because they're on a beach, into the sand, and everyone jumped up, like all the guests were like, find the ring, find the ring, and they could not find the ring. At a certain point, they were like, we got to just keep going.
Keep going?
Oh, yeah, like we got to
just like get on with your wedding day.
Yeah, like, we got to.
You can't get married without a ring.
They were already married, I think.
Well, they were, yeah, the husband's like, let's just keep going. So she tried to put it out of her mind and they couldn't find it. But they said, there's a local guy. His name's Steve. He's got a metal detector and he works on a volunteer basis. You just call him up. He's a firefighter at his regular job. They called him. He was there instantly within 10 minutes, found the ring and restored their wedding day. So you didn't have to lose the ring.
So where was the bird?
Where's the bird? It was a bee.
Well, I think there were birds on the beach too. Probably like a seagull.
Right.
Okay. We're fired.
Yeah.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so there are three new Oreo flavors, and they're doing that whole thing where it's like...
Somebody tie her down.
Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of mad.
Oh, because they don't make any of them gluten-free.
Yes. Wait, they don't make any of... They just make classics.
They have mint. They have regular double-stuffed mint. And then I believe...
Golden, maybe?
Oh, I think you're right. Yes, okay. Golden. And then the Reese's peanut...
There's golden gluten-free?
Yes. And then the Reese's Golden's peanut butter favorite. Cup, they did a collab with them like last year.
Oh, yeah.
The cup is gluten-free, but the cookie...
So you just had to eat the, you had to eat the center.
So you eat the Reese's... Like, well, no. Like the Reese's peanut butter cup has Rice Krispies.
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Do before you discovered you were celiac, you had regular Oreos.
Yeah.
Do you think... Because like we've talked about this, the Costco gluten-free pizza, frozen pizza, is better than any regular frozen pizza I've ever had in my life.
Crust, right?
It's the Kirkland. I don't know what it is. Because like cauliflower, you like, this is holding up. But it tastes like cauliflower.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a pizza. You're like, I know what I'm eating. It's healthier. It's gluten-free. Right. Yay. And I can pretend it's as good as pizza. That Kirkland pizza.
It's so good.
Holy
so
God.
So good.
And then on the same front, that one brand of graham crackers.
Mary's.
Amy's. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So much better than a gluten-free graham cracker. It's
gluten-free pretzels. With graham always better.
It's the best thing ever. Yeah. Okay. Are gluten-free Oreos superior to regular Oreos?
I
yes
think
or
so
no?
because they I are. Do like they're almost drier. Like
they're
the cookie,
crispier, aren't
and
they?
And they're crispier. Yeah,
I've had them when you had them.
Yeah,
they're and so good.
I agree, they're pretty good. I don't know that I would ever go out of my way to buy them.
Can I have a quick final tangent
bring
here?
Out a couple, sure. Just at a restaurant.
I just,
just two Oreos.
I just want you to know if you've never had a gluten-free Oreo, your opportunity is coming up Sunday, August 23rd. Oh, yes. We're doing Sunday Funday.
Yes.
It's at the View House Ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, we give away a trip to Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Well, you get gas money and a hotel.
It's a little staycation kind of vibe.
And tickets to see Bruno Mars while you're there. Yes, it's not right, just like,
at the Air Force Academy, they don't do concerts there.
Four tickets.
Right. It's going to be amazing. Right. And the contest will involve gluten-free Oreos.
Well, yes. I only got regular.
Oh.
But I'll go get
gluten-free.
I cracked it open.
Okay.
Gluten-free's?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we'll restock everything.
We'll also have a ton of concert tickets.
Yeah.
Also, the band Camino is playing.
Oh, did we not say that?
Yeah, free show.
I think I like you maybe more than I should have that ready.
Yeah, you should. But
anyway,
that's okay.
But like band Camino, it's free. It's Sunday, the 23rd, 2:00.
Yeah.
just get downtown, take an Uber, take the train, park your car,
take a scooter,
parachute in like it's the first Bronco game. Just do it.
Be careful.
Get there.
West Era Credit Union is going to be there. They've got some prizes to win as well. Right.
$100 gift cards, $50 bar tabs.
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
And you want to rattle off the concert tickets? Anybody?
Oh my gosh. It's Lily Allen, Foster the People. This is all from memory.
You got it.
Macklemore. Dan and Shay.
Going, you are killing this.
I don't know who else. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm trying to find it.
Joey Kennedy.
Here we go. Doja Cat.
Jack Harlow. And
Sarah Bareilles.
That one.
There we go. Okay.
Her name right.
We're going to get back to our Oreo conversation,
but
Sunday, 23rd, 2 o'clock, be downtown or just suck at life. Oh. Continue to suck at life.
Yeah. Or just suck at life. Okay.
Anyway, I do believe the gluten-free Oreos are
superior.
No, they suck. Don't get them.
Get these new ones. I love the mint ones too. Oh my God.
They are really good.
Okay, so.
Well, I don't know if you're going to like these. So there's three new ones. One is banana pudding. It looks a lot like a golden Oreo. It doesn't seem that crazy to me.
I just read that banana is the new pumpkin.
I am actually more okay with that than I am with pumpkin.
For fall or?
Yes. Like all these companies are leaning. They're like, we know there's the Aaron freaks who want the pumpkin spice, but everybody's doing banana this, banana this, like banana infused drinks you're going to see at restaurants.
Interesting.
Banana, whatever.
I do know there's like a banana coffee craze going on, which is not for me. I don't need fruit or pumpkin, whatever that is, vegetables in my coffee.
Yeah. I didn't realize banana was so appealing.
Banana bread, dude.
Banana bread, dude.
What?
Do you not know what he just did?
Yeah.
You can't. It's like enabling your dog. When they poop on the floor, you have to acknowledge what happened and correct the behavior. Dude.
I'm sorry. I was so excited about banana bread.
And you're so pleased with yourself. That's what makes it so much worse. You're just sitting over there with your little banana grenade like.
Well, it's not a banana grenade. It's a pun grenade.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I just want to say, as long as we're on the banana front, my buddy Josh told me he went to Culinary Dropout.
Ooh.
Oh, I love Culinary Dropout.
And they make, he said it's exceptional, banana bread French toast. Say less!
Yes.
Culinary Dropout, just drop it here. What is that?
Okay, so maybe we do need to try these banana pudding Oreos because I think
pudding
we all...
Pudding puts me off a little bit. Banana.
But it's just the filling.
Right.
It's not
I
actually going to be pudding.
I love banana flavored things. Yeah.
Okay, and then they also have a deep fried Oreo, but it's not deep fried. And this one pisses me off a little bit because if I'm going to have a deep fried Oreo, if I'm going to have a deep fried Oreo, I want a deep fried Oreo.
Yeah. Okay.
But this one is like, it kind of looks like the golden crackers. And then there's a layer of like softer chocolate cookie and then the normal.
Oh, so it is layers. So they're mimicking the whole breading on the
outside.
Yeah,
but it's like, you can't beat frying it.
What's the flavor in the middle then?
It's the normal Oreo.
Ah.
The normal cream, because when you get a deep fried Oreo, it's just an Oreo dipped in batter and fried, and that's what I want. I don't want a fake cookie version of it.
Hold on. Yeah.
I'm with you on it.
We like
extra gluten on our Oreos.
Yeah.
Sorry,
hey,
Aaron.
Erica, you didn't read enough.
What?
What?
The cream inside is the 11 herbs and spices
from
KFC.
No. That's not the deep fried
that's
Oreo,
not?
Buddy. That is the chicken and waffles Oreo.
Whoa.
And that's what I wanted to get to.
Oh,
no.
That's disgusting.
What?
No, that's disgusting.
You guys,
that'd
the
be
little
good.
Cookies
no.
are little waffles.
Oh.
But you know they're not like real waffles. They're like Oreos. They're going to look
you
like
know,
waffles.
You know, Hack has an issue with the waffle thing.
Yeah.
These would be good because I wouldn't have to butter them.
You wouldn't have to. I bet you.
Yeah.
Pre-buttered. Those cookies have a little butter in them.
Ooh.
But yes, the center.
I thought this was the same thing. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
I did not
need
to jump ahead.
My Oreos, so this will save me a step.
It's, it's KFC and Oreo collabed on it.
That's a hard pass.
And there's no actual chicken involved.
That's disgusting.
It's just, wait a minute.
We don't read the, hey, just for anybody listening, we don't plan ahead when we're on the air.
This
so.
Is why I love Oreo, though.
No.
Like, they'll try anything. They're freaks over
they're
there.
They're kind of like Pringles.
Like, yeah.
Or Kit Kats.
They're like, let's do it. Let's get nutty.
The creams in the chicken
You're
and waffles Oreos, he is. The creams in the chicken and waffles ones are a maple syrup flavored cream.
With the
it's
11?
Chicken and maple syrup flavored. I don't know where this 11 spices came from.
Because that's what, that's KFC.
I know, that's man, but chicken. You put something in the prep and I'm reading something else and I don't know.
The one that I have says it's got the 11 herbs and spices.
Well, either way, I think that's disgusting.
I would try it.
All right. Well, if you...
I'm down to try it.
If you once. Like this conversation, text us. If you hate T-Hack and his puns, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
You guys, I'm not 3,000 years old. And...
Okay.
I just discovered a new pet peeve I have. And I don't know if the people in this room will jump on board with me. I remember you at one point, Erica, being upset with QR code menus.
No. That's Dane.
Oh, he was upset.
Yeah, how we met. That's how we started talking. I thought
you were upset as well. You like bonded over like QR code menus suck.
No, it wasn't working for me. And his first words to me were, "They want you to order on the code." So,
love at first sight.
Yeah, I should have known he gets kind of grumpy sometimes.
Do you guys? Okay, so I've discovered something about my family that I don't like. My children, specifically. We've been really trying to pack in a lot of family time before my son goes back to school, and so we're going out to restaurants.
Okay,
and I feel, and I've gone through this on dates as well. So it's made me angry for a long time. I think part of the restaurant experience is going in, you look, you take it in. You're like, oh, this place is cool. Look, there's like, there's candles or there's, their decor is whatever it is. And you like, you take it in and you take it in together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You and your family, you and your sig other, you and this person, like you're getting to know it. They come over, they say, "Would you guys like something to drink?" "Well, I'm going to need a moment."
Okay.
My kids are like, "Yeah, no, you've got like a weird drink or whatever." They've been online. They've looked the menu. They know what drink they want. They know what appetizer they want. And they order like when the first time the server comes up.
Oh, I hate that.
And we are done.
I like to settle into a restaurant.
And what better way to settle in than to look around and read the menu and figure out what you want then. If you go and you already know what you want, what are we doing? The convenience of reading a menu before, I love it. It's the same, and I've already made this argument, you guys get mad at me. It's knowing the set list before you go to a concert. Just go and take it in.
But similar to the point I made about set list was I like to be prepared for my expectations. I usually scan it. I don't study it. I don't memorize it.
And you don't make a list and listen to it ahead of time?
I'm someone who right before a show, I listen to a lot of that artist, but just not necessarily just the songs they're going to play. Correct. Okay. But similar to a restaurant, I kind of want to be prepared. I like to know generally what they offer, generally the few things that I might be interested in. And then when I get there, I sit down and I look at the menu and I order from it.
I need support. I need to be told that I'm wrong flat out, or I need to be told that this is, it just feels like we've taken all the things, we've made it too fast. We've just... Everything yes. feels like fast casual at that point. I already know it's Chipotle. I'm going to go one of these, some of that, a little bit of this. And you're like, dude, relax. Just like, hold on. Let me look at that chicken. That looks pretty good. I might have that. Oh, they have birria tacos.
Can I ask you a question? Do you literally never look at a menu before you go somewhere?
No, I don't.
Never.
No.
Even if you're trying somewhere new, you don't look to see like.
If I've heard enough people go. But I don't go places. I wouldn't go to a French restaurant because I feel like I'm not really into French food. Like I know there's gonna be a lot of mushrooms in it, and they're gonna make that French onion
but
mushrooms.
Like we being you, saw a picture of like ceviche or guacamole or something.
It was a ceviche.
And you sent it to a friend and said, "You have to go here." Isn't that the same
as... I did not say that.
You're right.
He makes ceviche, and I said, "You should make ceviche like this because the presentation was dope. I had never eaten at that restaurant. I'm like, look at the way they presented that ceviche. That is, if I went to a restaurant and it looked like that, if his ceviche, which is, This is Ben. It's not even on the menu.
Okay.
Who owns El Jardin. Ask him for ceviche. Make him make it until he puts it on the menu. If he had presented it like that, and then he goes to this restaurant. The restaurant sucks. And he's mad at me. And I'm like, I never said I ate that ceviche.
But it's kind of like you saw it on the menu before going.
I was just telling him.
Yes, it is.
I didn't even know where that restaurant was. I didn't even know if it was in Colorado. To be completely honest, I sent him a picture of great food. You're conflating two things and trying to trip me up.
I think you're wrong, though. I think you are both wrong and right. You are right that we're all, and I don't know that I would put us three in this. I have no idea where Hack stands on this. But like, I agree that your kids are rushing the experience.
Yes.
You're reading the last page of the book before you even open the foreword.
But I do think it's extremely, extremely normal to look at a menu before you go somewhere.
I'll let you look at it. I'll let you go. I just need to go. And as soon as you see two different things, like if you're super picky.
Sure.
And like, oh, or you're Aaron. Right. You're like allergic to 5,000 things.
I absolutely look at every single menu before I go somewhere.
And I'm okay with that. But if you've made up your mind.
Sometimes I do because I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't had ceviche in forever. That sounds great. I have to get it. But I'm not going to immediately
order
that.
Can you be the one in the room to like...
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a bit of a tangent, but I'm going to bring it back. All right, I promise. So I saw a video of this guy saying this online about how Blockbuster was a net good for society, not because of any other reason, but because it forced you to go and you'd look at the movies and you'd pick one and you'd go, I'm watching this. And 10 minutes in, you go, this is terrible. But this is my movie,
but
and
I
you would finish it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where now you are 10 minutes into something on Apple TV, you're like, nah, it sucks. Next, next, next. And you're never forced to get out of your comfort zone. You're never forced. And the same with like a QR code in a restaurant. You're never forced to be like, ooh, I don't know what I'm going to get. Maybe I'll do the sampler. Or like, you never.
Maybe I'll ask the waiter what their favorite
is. Exactly. And I'll have a new experience.
100%.
Out of my comfort zone. And we don't do that anywhere anymore.
Ever.
So. What do you do? Do you look at menus before you go?
I have to make sure they have a burger.
Okay. Slacker, I think you are in the wrong about.
You should never look at menus. You should never look at menus.
I'm not saying never. Do you look at parking before you go somewhere?
No. You have to figure it out.
I've never done that.
He's a man and he doesn't have to worry about walking alone.
I'm a man and I know how to parallel park.
Yeah, I know how to park.
Yeah, I'm not saying
that. Yeah,
shut
up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
I think I would. What? I think I would pay.
He said this.
Yeah, I can't.
What?
I literally had something else in mind to talk about right here, but we have to address the elephant in the room that is TIAC.
I can't believe you just said that.
Well, there's a survey out. 81% of people said they would drink their significant other's bathwater for $1,000, which is inverted to me. I think I would pay to drink my wife's bathwater.
That's disgusting.
Probably $1,000.
You are so vile. What is wrong? I get what you're trying to do, and I don't know what you did. I don't know what you did.
Yeah, did you mess up?
Yeah, you did something.
No.
Yes, you did. No. Yes, you did. You messed something up real bad. This is...
Why would this help?
Yeah, she's like, actually, that's weird. I think I'm going to go.
She's at home right now, bottling her bathwater, going, here we go, buddy. Give me a grand and drink up, Johnny.
Yeah, I don't... Why not?
I would pay $1,000. To drink my sig other's bathwater.
You would pay?
Yeah.
That means you'd have a sig other.
Yeah, I'd pay the $1,000 just for
her.
Just so that I'd have someone at my house. If you're willing to come and take a bath at my house, I will pay you $1,000.
Oh, my. Okay, are we forgetting that bathwater is like
come on. We can split the bathwater.
Okay. All right.
We'll go 50-50 on it.
Bathwater is like soapy and dirty.
This says you don't have to worry about dirt from outside. Your partner would bathe or shower normally to rinse off, then lay in a tub of warm water for 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
So no soap.
And you only have to drink 1 liter of it. You don't have to drink the whole thing.
Okay, that's where I'm stuck. A liter is a lot.
Is a liter?
Drinking a liter right there. You're standing,
this
yes.
This is a little bit more than a liter.
Is it within like a time
Can
amount?
Can we put ice in it? Aaron, will you stop making it about you not being hydrated?
You guys, What is the point? Okay, so my point was going to be I would never, ever, ever drink a man's bathwater because men are disgusting and dirty.
But however, you'll kiss him. You'll kiss him everywhere.
Yes, I will. But
so what's the difference?
Usually after he's okay.
But this is the same. This is irrelevant. This is the same.
No, I know, but I'm saying like then what's with the $1,000 thing? Like it's irrelevant if they've already showered.
I think it's just some people. This is one of those things where people have a hang up where they shouldn't have a hang up. I've got two other examples, and you guys will be mad. Well, the first one is I had a girl freak out on me when we were at Perkins.
Okay.
Ooh, love Perkins.
Late night, whatever.
You don't know what Perkins is?
No.
Oh. It's a little bit like a Denny's. It's a little bit like an IHOP.
It's a Village Inn.
Yeah. Oh. But a little more dinner. It's not all Village Inn just screams, we have breakfast whenever you want it. And we have other food. But like breakfast is what we're known
for. No. To me, they both scream pies. Oh. And that's it.
Oh, wow. I think of them as like late night.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Get some food. Get some grilled cheese.
I'm looking at the menu.
The chicken strip sandwich is incredible.
Dude, my all time favorite.
And my wife gets the turkey dinner at Perkins.
She does?
Yeah. She's 87 years old.
But so, like, we're sitting there and they have the hamburger pickles with the ridges.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And she just had a ton of them sitting on the side of her plate. And I was like, yoink. And I took one. She shoved her plate towards me. He's like, now I can't eat.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I touched food on her plate. Now, I would like to take you back 40 minutes before this when...
Please do.
I had done some of the worst things you can do to a human being and her to me.
Oh.
We were...
And she wouldn't.
And then I touched her food. It was like, oh, I just can't handle it if anybody touches my food. And I'm like, I did way more than touch your food. Like,
right.
And I didn't scrub in or scrub out. Like,
yeah.
And now you're weird about that. And I think that's the type of person who would be like, ew, your bathwater, even after you're clean, well, it's still just bacteria.
Guys,
and it's like, my bacteria's on you right now.
I'm not drinking plain bathwater. Like, it's coming out of the faucet, and I'm like, gotta filter that. So
you would never just drink. Let's pretend your water is good at your house, and you can just go up to the sink and get a glass of water.
No, if my water's good at my house, sure. Okay, but it's then just not. Let me just,
do you know you can go up to your toilet and go, what?
Oh,
not where you go pee-pee or poo-poo, up in the top,
I don't
up
care.
In the tank.
There's so much grime in those backs.
Let's
They're
say it's a brand
grimy.
New toilet.
No. It has a purpose. It has a purpose, and I'm not doing
upstairs,
it.
Upstairs, if no one has upper deckered that toilet, that is pristine.
And I can promise you no one has in our home, but...
Not have a housewarming party.
You're all disgusting.
I am breaking this in. Okay,
I agree with Erica a little bit because, like, my wife's drinking my bath water. It's going to be tinted a different color than when I got it.
You showered off, dude.
But I've seen my wife take baths. There's like rose petals. It smells so nice. Like, what is gross about drinking a woman's bath water? It's like the most relaxing, calming, natural scented thing possible.
It might be a sleep aid.
It'd probably be healthy. It'd probably be good for me.
I'd probably sooner drink another woman's bath water than my own husband's.
Well, I'm selling AHAX.
Okay.
$1,000.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
The weekend called. It wants one more round.
Sunday. Join the Slacker Show for Sunday Fun Day at View House Lodo. Sunday, August 23rd at 2 p.m.
Hang out with Slacker, Erica, T-Hack, and Aaron.
Play games, win prizes.
And then cap off the afternoon with a free live performance from the band Camino.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty awesome, right? It's going to be rad. End your weekend with absolutely no regrets. Or maybe just a few. We won't judge.
Sunday Fun Day at View House Lodo.
Brought to you by Westera Credit Union and Sun Cruiser. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of a man who should not have been arrested. I think we all need to bail him out.
Okay. Oh.
I have a story about a crime that the police could really sink their teeth into.
Oh, God.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Florida! Oh, my God! It's the best day ever!
Wow, okay. So this man was walking his... Well, no. He was not walking his dog. Someone else was walking his... Who was walking? There was
Karen,
a dog.
You want some time? Maybe somebody else could go and then... There was a dog.
And...
Where was this?
In Florida.
Let's go!
Okay, so yeah, this man was not walking the dog. He owned the house. Someone else was walking their dog. And the dog decided to poop in the yard. He didn't clean it up. That's a big no-no.
That's a big no-no.
So this man pretty much did that.
No, I was kidding.
He grabbed the poop and threw it at him.
And you know what?
Deserved.
Rightfully so.
Exactly.
He threw... Okay.
But your dog pooped.
You didn't pick it up.
Here it is.
Yep.
You picked it up, you weirdo. He didn't. It's not like he had a poop bag on him if he doesn't have a dog.
That's our
which
true.
We don't know if he has a dog. Because Aaron's read none of her story ahead of
it
time.
It doesn't say if there was a bag or not. But it did turn into like... Yeah, and it turned out to be like a massive fight to the point where the man was arrested. You know,
the
aggravated.
Poop flinger was arrested, yeah. Or the pooper dog?
No, the poop flinger.
Okay.
Because he also like threw a scooter at him.
Yeah. So he had poopy hands and strength.
Okay.
I want that guy behind bars.
Yeah.
He's picking up poop with his bear. I'm not bailing him out.
I want to rekindle my music career, and my band is going to be called Poop Flinger.
Okay. I
for
support
sure.
You.
I have a story out of Brazil.
Fala português. No, fala.
Very nice.
The other phrase I say really good is filthy, and I probably can't say it on
here.
Well, there was a purse snatcher in Brazil.
No.
He ran up to a woman, grabbed her purse, and ran away. But he dropped something as he ran away that was picked up by someone, a bystander on the street.
Hey.
It was a pair of dentures.
Nope. Wait, did it come out of the bag?
It came out of the robber's mouth.
Oh.
And
you're running so fast, your dentures come out?
Yeah.
He had. Okay.
He's
an old robber?
Yeah, wait, hold
he's
on.
Just toothless.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say he was old.
He lost his teeth.
Well, they turned the dentures into the police, who they promptly went to the home of the thief. He was missing most of his front teeth. They said, well, I think we're on to something. And much like a scene out of a twisted Cinderella, they made him put on the dentures.
Oh, gosh.
And they were a perfect fit.
No. I love him so much.
Yeah,
Mommy, can we keep him?
And he went to jail.
Okay.
With his teeth.
With his teeth, I think,
that's
yeah.
So nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Yay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Poop Flinger playing at a bar near you very, very soon.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Rheotex 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Rheotex 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
I'm really unsure of some like suburban neighborhood rules. And okay. I feel like all of you can help.
I'm the master. I've been a suburbanite for a very long time.
Okay. Yeah. I walk Swanson. We walk him usually twice a day. What?
I have an idea what this is. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And he often in the mornings needs to potty, like poop, when I take him. And we have these kind of like little parks throughout the neighborhood, and so I always try to get him to one of the parks to poop on that grass. But regardless,
can I just ask, what's wrong with your grass?
Well, I'm on a walk.
Yeah, but okay,
he's not gonna poop right away. He wants to walk a little then poop.
He's too excited. He can't. Yeah.
But you know, you can train him up to, like, my dogs eat their breakfast and go poop. It's like girt girt bye.
He's trained to poop on the walk. And I will tell you right now, he has never pooped on a neighbor's lawn. However, he does, like, he wants to sniff it. He wants to walk on it. Sometimes when he gets tired at the end of the walk, he likes to lay down on their lawns.
That's cute.
And I feel awkward about it. Like, I'm always kind of tugging him to get off everyone's lawn. But by the way, it's just a lawn. And I don't know, like, what is, and people walk by, we have a corner, so we have a lot of lawn exposed, and I see dogs like walk on our grass, and I do not care at all.
Do they pee on it?
I think so, and sometimes they roll around on it.
They're probably rolling around another dog's pee.
Maybe, that's fine. I literally,
some kind of scent sack on their back.
Do they?
That's why they do that.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I think that's why they do. Oh my gosh. Like, like, if there's goose poop, my old dog would just like.
Ew.
They would, like, he flips over, it's right on their back, and they're trying to, yep, they want it to be a part of them.
Does this all the time. He'll find a spot and then he'll dig in and then he'll flip over onto his back. Okay.
Once they put their nose in, like, I want that on me.
Weird.
And then they do it right here on their, like, right past their
kind of their shoulder blades.
Can you look this up? Is it a real thing? I feel like somebody told me this a long time ago and I'm like, I've believed it my whole life. So if it's not right.
I'm just hung up on scent. What'd you say? Scent sack?
Scent sack or something. Like, they soak in the scent there or something. Why do dogs?
They have sebaceous glands.
There you go.
On the skin along their dog's back, but like,
yeah, that's what.
Damn, baby, you looking sebaceous right now.
But they don't have like specialized scent patches on their.
Because they all do it in that same sebaceous.
Are we supposed to know what that word means?
I actually know what it is because I have sebaceous. I've had sebaceous hyperplasia on my. On
it's
my
like an
forehead.
Oil producing gland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, haven't you ever had a pore like go. Blow out, you have like a crater on your head. It's called sebaceous.
Okay.
Sorry. I'll try to keep up. I'm sorry.
Are you 100% sure that your dog, you're telling me, and I am inclined to believe you.
Okay.
That your dog hath not pooped anywhere but the park.
He does. No, he. I do
ever,
not let
never
him.
Has your dog went like, ooh, it's really churning on me. And you're right at the neighbors, and he's just like, ugh.
Weirdly, he's pooped on the sidewalk before and not. Because wow. I'll pull him. I don't want him to poop on other people's lawn. Pee, I kind of don't care, but I still don't let him.
It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite. You should let him poop anywhere he wants because you're going to pick it up, correct?
Of course.
Can I have one more tangent before I continue?
Sure.
I go on walks every day, and the number of people, if you're in reunion, I'm looking for you. Like, thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, you have a dog and you picked up their poop. I'm so happy for mm-hmm. you. Take the bag.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You picked up your dog's poop and then you went, and they dropped it.
The big theory
what
on
are you
that
doing?
Is always, well, they're going to come back for it. I don't care.
No, they're not.
Walk around with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Oh, dude, I will start taking pictures. This can be, I'll make this my Instagram feed.
Oh,
people
my God.
Who don't pay, like, you went to the trouble. You yeah. did the hard part.
Yeah.
You've touched it through the bag. Oh, it's warm. Ugh. It's a weird, squishy, not
also,
fun.
You have a dog, so you do
right.
that all
this
the time.
This is what yeah. you do. And then you tied it, and then you go, boop, and just drop it where it lay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, infuriating.
Anyway,
wait, another
if I find
tangent.
You,
another tangent on that. We have garbage cans kind of at these parks that I'm talking
yes.
about. It's chill to put the dog poop in there, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, most okay. of them yes. are for that. And the ones in my neighborhood have a doggy bags. Bag yeah. thing yep. right there yes. in case you didn't bring your own.
So we have a couple of those, but not all of them have garbage cans. And then there's open garbage cans near them.
If you've tied yeah. your dog's poop okay. off properly... Good. Put it in good. The trash.
I was afraid I was going
to anybody's trash. Here, I'm going to go back to the like okay. poop versus pee. Poop is sitting on there for 4 seconds before your gloved
and
hand goes.
And hopefully you don't leave any behind. Sometimes there's a little.
You got to dig a little bit
I
sometimes
know,
if they're a little bit squishy.
Yeah. So you can't always get it like perfectly up.
But to me, what is fertilizer if not poop. Animal poop?
Okay. Okay.
Pee mm-hmm. is toxic to lawns.
Especially mostly female dog pee.
Female is, oh, God, yeah.
But
way
I'm
worse.
Learning a lot today.
The female dogs, if you see the pee spots all over the grass, it's more than likely a female dog.
Yeah.
Bad news for my dogs. Something's going on. We got pee spots everywhere.
So like, yeah. I guess it can be boy
well,
dogs.
Well, I don't know, but they're real little. Maybe that's, I don't know.
You only have one, buddy.
Well,
he said they were real little.
I thought he said there.
I don't know okay. what he said.
It's
I'm not trying to relive the horror, although I haven't seen you ugly cry.
Oh, my gosh. Is it bad to let Swanson walk on someone else's lawn? Just at the edge?
Just walk? No.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you this, and again, it's another neighborhood gripe for me. I understand you're working real hard to get your grass looking good. And you don't want dogs pooping on it, get over it. You don't want dogs peeing on it, I stand behind you. Mm. But when you put up the signs, keep off my grass. Mm. Don't
it's
let
your, dumb.
Like, what is grass for?
It's yeah. just nature.
It's yes, it's to walk yeah. on. Like when I see those signs, it's terrible, I'm going to get shot. I walk on them. Dude, keep off my grass.
Yeah.
Keep off my grass. What? That's your statement, that your grass... is above all of our... Like, no,
yeah.
it's not...
And the dogs can't read.
No.
So true.
So just, I would let him do it.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
If you're a keep off my grass person, text us and tell us why. You're not that
and
special.
And give us your address.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're
going to
have the girls
it.
Come and pee
no.
on it.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Slacker, I need the bed. I am fully enraged. That's right. Turn it up a little. Yeah, there we go. You know what really bugs me?
What really grinds your gears?
Yeah, it does grind my gears.
You know what really tees you off?
Well, no.
We should call it
no.
Teed off with
no,
Erica.
It's what enrages me.
Okay, enraged Erica.
I just wanted to make a doctor's appointment. I beep boop beep boop call one place. They're like, yeah, we can get you in like a month. And I'm like, that's not gonna work right now. It's for something that's a little more urgent than that. So I what?
She's not pregnant.
No. It's just I am in the midst of a potential cancer scare. I call them and they're like, yeah, we'll see you in 2 months. And I'm like, the what you will? My blood levels are off the charts.
Right.
And they're like, eh.
Okay.
I get it. I'm just saying, yeah. I get, like
Well, it gets,
I'm with you, sister.
It gets worse.
You could just call the doctor. I didn't know.
Oh my God.
I know you have
it's
a wife.
It's literally 3v1 on this. Like yeah, he has dude, no idea.
I remember being married and like just appointments would show up on my calendar. It's like, oh, I'm going to get an exam.
I am not making Dane's doctor's appointments.
Then he
You're
ain't
a
going.
Terrible wife. Yeah, then he will die of something.
No, he goes because I tell him to make them.
Erica,
but I don't call and make them for him. He's a grown adult. It's yes. time to grow up.
I know, but boys will just let it's like, I don't think it's probably infected.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell anyone about it.
Oh my God.
You don't get it. We'll never go to the dentist. I had to like find my dentist number and go, hey, I think I need a cleaning. And it was like, yeah. Where you been? I was like, well, I'm divorced.
What? The dentist is different.
Like, it's not.
He's like, we saw you in fifth grade. You're divorced.
I was married 16 years, man.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I called a new place to hopefully beep, boop, beep, boop. Ring, ring, ring. They're, you know, press one, press two, press three for whatever option you need. And I'm like, great. And then they're like, hello. You want to make an appointment? And I'm like, yep. And they go, okay, great. What's your name? And I give them my name. And then what's your date of birth? Give them my date of birth. And then they go, what's your email? And I give them my email. And as they're repeating it back, I'm like, you're effing kidding me.
It's AI.
It's AI.
Yeah.
And they make Whoa. Me, before they tell me.
It's so good now. It's so
No, what? No, yes. it's so bad. They're like, suddenly it's like, your email is. And I'm like, oh no. Yeah.
Because you weren't speaking clearly. You're like, Erica.
Well, I was just like, this is my email, as a normal person would. And then they kept, are you still with me? I'm like, yes, I'm talking. Oh my God. And they make me go through name, phone number, date of birth, email, address. I don't know. Sister's husband's
Blood
first
type.
Baby's
Got it.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
And then, finally they're like, okay, we have appointments then. And I'm like, if you AI had come to me and been like, well, we have an appointment in a month, I think I would have burned something down because it took me 10, 15 minutes to even get
just
to the
to
point.
Just to get to the threshold of.
Luckily, they can take me in like 3 days.
Okay.
But.
Okay, good.
Why are we doing AI on something that we genuinely need human connection with?
That's Aaron snapping
yeah,
in
thank
case
you, Aaron.
You're wondering.
Thank you. What are we doing? Let me call someone and talk to them and go, hey, mm-hmm. something weird is going on with my body and I need to figure out if I need to come in today, tomorrow, or the next day. I can't do a month from now and I also can't do. Here's 47 questions before I even get to that point.
But you can. You can because they need to make sure you're good for it. Like they don't want to waste their time on somebody who doesn't have, they probably ask your insurance.
Okay, sure. Tell me. Our next available appointment is this day. Let me get all your info before I book you for it. Great. Because if they had said.
I know, but they didn't, Erica. You're so, mad.
I don't care. No, I'm mad that I was talking to AI. It is not. What are we doing replacing actual human jobs with AI? This is the problem. Everyone is effed and AI isn't even that good.
It's getting pretty good because you didn't know it right away.
I didn't know it only when they asked my name. And then it started, and then I was sitting there and I was like fuming and Dane's standing by watching me and he's like, oh my gosh, she's going to blow. Because it's just, we can move faster. We can be more efficient with actual humans.
There's where I beg to differ. Don't beg. Because sometimes humans can't hear right. The AI is just like, I don't want my job to go to AI. I don't want anybody's job to go to AI. But I have been in situations with a person and it's like my email address has Slacker in it. And then they're just like, what? And I'm like, just can you? And I'm like, and I spell
then they're bad
it.
At their job.
That's what I'm saying. But AI is great at it.
No,
it's just like
AI's
if you're spelling
not that great
S-L-A,
at it. Multiple
like,
times. Can you confirm? Are you still there, Erica? I'm like, yes, I'm literally talking back to you. And you're not getting to the point.
I agree. It's not. I don't think it's ready yet.
No.
I feel like we've really rushed the AI. Like, we have. Like, put it in everything, quick.
Right.
Quick. And then you get notifications for everything that's like, now with AI. And mm-hmm. you're like, how many times have you been using AI? And I was using it to try to figure out how to raise and lower my basketball hoop. And it was saying like, I'm like, what's this hoop? And it was saying, oh, look for a knob. And then finally I did the research and was like, is it this kind of hoop that uses a broom handle? And then AI's like, got it. Yep, it's that. I'm like, why am I even using you? I just told you the answer.
And
I
now they're using your information that you supplied
yeah,
them.
Right. Still... You're making it better,
no,
Erica.
No, I'm not. No,
yes,
I'm not. No, this was a bad doctor. office receptionist AI, and I want to burn it to the freaking ground, brother. Hit the music. I'm out.
Are you still there?
I literally kill you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Anyone in this room other than Erica? We want to talk about pampered pets. And I feel, I have lately been seeing whatever your dog's Insta account is.
Oh, yes.
Showing up. What's it? Swanson the Doxy or something?
Yeah, Swanson? Swanson underscore the Doxy. Because when I made it, Instagram kept yelling at me.
Why?
So I made Swanson the Doxy, no underscore, and then it was like, bah. It was like, I made it. And then it was like, you don't have access to this. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, Instagram's like, don't do this.
Right.
You don't want to do this.
Having an Instagram account for your dog is a little bit of a pampering.
I think he's so cute that if I really worked at it, he could pay my bills.
I mean, the video where he's like,
come on
the couch with his arm up like a bro, that's a lot.
It's so funny.
He's got a little riz going or whatever the kids say.
I think he could pay my bills someday.
What sort of pampering does that dog get?
Well, I feel like people have the wrong idea of me as a pet parent. He still sleeps in a crate in my
closet.
That is
wild to me, because you seem like a person who would, I let the dog sleep with me.
Yeah, we don't have space and we don't have kids yet.
Your dog is this big.
It Slacker, would fit. He ain't paying the bills. He ain't getting in the bed.
But if he started paying your bills, would you let him in the damn bed?
I don't think we're going to be dog bed people.
You're not?
Or bed dog people.
Yeah, it does. You're there.
Yeah.
It
doesn't. No. I don't think he gets pampered that much. Just that he goes a lot of places with us. I make plans around him if I can.
So do we think Swanson's a pampered pet?
I don't think so.
He does sit on my lap during every therapy call. He sleeps on me while I'm in therapy. But I think that's more I'm pampered.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah. You're the pampered. Mm. So I had friends who had three French bulldogs. How much do those dogs, they're not pretty tall, but they are made of lead.
They are a bowling ball. My mom is a French bulldog owner.
The heaviest, and I...
They're just like stocky.
Yeah.
Right. And with all due respect to you Frenchie owners, they're not attractive. That's an ugly dog. I'm sorry. It's not cute. Wasn't that what Lady Gaga had?
Oh my gosh, that got stolen?
Yeah,
oh,
they got like, at one point, yeah.
Yes, but they got returned to her.
They are a very expensive dog. Mm-hmm. Anyway, these people bought a custom-made mattress that's the size of two kings put together. Imagine this. Where do you get sheets for that?
Oh my gosh, you got custom sheets.
Custom sheets. Wow. Just so their three ginormous, drool-ridden dogs could sleep with them.
Are you sure you're talking about French bulldogs?
Those are pretty small.
They're pretty small.
They're
maybe
still stocky.
A regular bulldog. Like the dogs were this big, but weighed like 80 pounds a piece.
I think you're talking
Frenchies
regular.
Frenchies are smaller, yeah.
They
regular
are.
Frenchies bulldogs. Are smaller than Swanson, but they're just. Yes.
No.
Swanson's a big boy.
No.
Long boy, not
He's
big.
Long.
He's very short.
And short to the ground. So. Yeah.
And broke.
Clearly, loser.
Frenchies are smaller than you think. You would not need two king beds put together to sleep three of them in your bed.
Okay, then maybe it was some other kind
maybe
of bulldog.
Maybe just a regular English. Bulldog, yeah.
Maybe an English, I don't know. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I thought that's some of the most pampering in the world.
Yeah, you're kind of sacrificing your own relationship
marital
a little
bliss
bit. Yeah, exactly.
For three ginormous dogs to be able to get up on themselves.
Yeah. to be able to do what?
Well, I mean, just up on the bed. Yeah. Okay, you know what I'm saying. Because they kind of cluster sleep.
Yeah.
In the
a little pile.
Yeah, like a pile of dog.
See, this is why I don't have dogs in the bed.
Yeah, but your dog is so little.
He's not that little.
He's long, but he's... Okay, we just did this whole thing. Back this up a minute, and then you hear that whole thing and replay it in your mind. So, like, who was a celebrity who just died who left a kajillion dollars?
Diane Keaton.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much did she leave? It's exorbitant amounts of cash that she left her dog.
But ultimately, it's not for the dog to spend. It's for the care of the dog.
$5 million.
Yeah, but didn't... Who was the hotel heiress who did the same thing? Leona, this is a long time ago, Leona Helmsley or something. Crazy, evil, kind of Cruella De Vil is her character development.
Leona Helmsley left $12 million in a trust for her white Maltese dog, Trouble.
Wild. $12 million. What is a dog?
Swanson would have a good life with that kind of money.
You dang Skippy. All right, so if you, whether you pamper your own or you know somebody who just goes over the top, we want to hear your pampered pet stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or you can call.
So we have had a lot of dogs. We're a foster fail family. We've adopted a bunch of them, and every single one of them has gotten a mini Bluebell ice cream thing like every day.
What?
You stop at Bluebell or you just buy the minis?
Yeah, you can buy the minis in the store and they get dessert.
Is that okay for a dog?
Are they not pooping water?
Maybe not every day, maybe every other day.
You'd be surprised, Erica.
I'm like, if Swanson had one once, that would be it.
Sometimes we go to Good Times and get him a paw bender.
They have those?
Yeah, and they have like a little dog treats and peanut butter on top.
Because my dogs, for a while, when they rode in the car with us everywhere, if you drive by a Starbucks, they would flip out.
A puppuccino.
The puppuccino. It's just whipped cream in a... It's called a puppuccino.
Yeah.
I thought it's a puppuccino.
I've heard both.
Puppuccinos is basically whipped cream in a small little thing.
And your dogs are not pooping liquid?
No, because we feed them normal stuff. And our dogs don't eat pot, for one.
Yeah.
He's got
I don't have a drug-addicted dog.
Okay, one time.
What a loser. Don't follow Swanson the doxy. Because you want to see a like Skid Row dog.
No.
There was like, who was, I knew somebody who bought their cat, like I was talking about this off air, like a diamond necklace. It's for their collar.
Right. That's a lot.
But when you just have, it's like TX a watch guy, and if you have 20 Rolexes, what else are you going to spend your money on? There's no more. So it's like, I'll just buy my cat something. You know what I mean?
Or like maybe little Jordans or something. I could see that.
For
my dogs.
You're bringing me to a very crucial point. I feel, therapy words, like men don't do this.
Oh, yeah. No.
This is, if we're taking pampered pet calls, if a guy calls, he's going to go, my ex-wife blank.
I think it's the opposite. I think more men pamper than women.
Okay. It's always the dog that the dad doesn't want.
Exactly.
That the dad really pampers.
In the new stories we've talked about, who left money to the dogs? Was it a boy? No, yeah. Leona Hemsley and Diane Keaton. Men don't do this.
You don't know that.
Well,
maybe they're not so public about it.
Yeah, men not public about things. Okay, so let the games begin.
Okay.
If it's a pampered pet, just call and tell the woman in your life how she pampered your pet. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about pampered pets, and I know we're going to get to the phones, and we want to take your calls on pampered pets, but I want to talk about fat shaming. And I know this seems like a weird spot for it, but someone's fat shaming Swanson in our text.
Oh, they are.
And I'm not going to take it. It's not my dog.
I thought it was me. I just left the room. I didn't know what you guys were saying. Okay.
Welcome back, Hack.
No, I just don't think, so when you say like mini dachshund, you think really small.
They make them smaller than yours?
Much. He is not a mini.
But you thought it was a mini.
We were told he was about a tweenie, no more than 13 pounds.
He's
17.
Is that it? Are we done?
We think he's done. Yeah. He's a great size, though. You can pick him up, but he also isn't a little.
He's still going to be a belly dragger if you don't keep him.
Yeah, no, he's lean. Gotta be strong. Lean, he's a lean boy. Yeah.
Are they ever right when you pick out a dog? It seems like they're always wrong, right?
No, one of my neighbors, Cass, like she picked out a mini Bernedoodle. That effing thing's like 80 pounds, but it thinks it's like 15 and it lays on the back of your neck. And you're like, you're a bear.
You're gonna kill me.
Okay.
Please don't mention the B word.
We're not fat shaming
the
dog.
He's triggered.
Michaela.
Okay, so my dog has, yay!
Pampered pets, what happened to you?
My uncle has a very spoiled dog named Ono, and he converted his mud room into like a shower bed area for the dog.
Oh, that's cool, though. I've seen those on like Instagram where they like...
then the dog runs in, they're muddy, and you mud
just,
room.
And it's down low, and you just have the thing.
Yeah, and then...
Yes, it's got like a full shower head, a detachable nozzle, tiled up real nice, and then a little bed in the corner, and it's pretty
That
crazy.
Is a dream.
I love it.
I mean, that's pampering for him, too, though. Yeah, so the dog doesn't come in and just like ruin your house.
Is the dog named Ono like, oh no?
Right.
Or like the fish?
Yes, exactly. No, Ono like, oh no.
Wow. Isn't there a fish called an Ono?
I don't know. Maybe. It feels like I should know that as a sushi guy, but I usually order it by its more American names.
Okay.
Speaking of that, did I ever tell you there was somebody in my neighborhood, I swear I'm not making this up to be funny, who had a dog named Fatty?
Oh, really?
I don't like it.
No, it was terrible, but then they're out there, the dog would get away, and they're out there going, hey, Fatty!
Yeah.
I was like, other people walking are like, I'm trying.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm walking here. Antonio?
Yay.
Pampered pets.
So we pamper our kids, when I say kids, so.
Oh, boy, yeah, you're already off the rails, dude.
Yeah. So the day gets spoiled, right? So start off when we get camping. We set up their own little cots. They have their own little tent to hang out in when we're not around.
They have their own tent.
They get to,
you leave yes, them while you're camping?
No, it's just when we're just not watching them and they just know that they can relax over there. And when we're like starting
that's
the fire,
actually not stupid. Like, so they can like be out by the campfire and not worry about a bear. It's the second time I said it, but like, yeah.
Really wish
and then the dogs are just in a tent. It's like a burrito for the bear if the bear freezes it up.
Yeah. No, they're actually really good, but yeah, they get their own little steak dinner. We make them their own hamburgers and hot dogs. I even make them their own pup cups and pup pancakes in the morning for breakfast. And
awesome.
They just get to hang out with us at the paddle board when we're going fishing. So
they're only pampered while camping.
Well, we do holidays too. Thanksgiving, they always get their own little Thanksgiving dinner with turkeys. Halloween, we make them their own little special cookies
right.
and biscuits.
Right. Yeah. Hey.
Official.
Seek help. Thank you, Antonio. Danica. Danica!
Yeah.
Sorry. We sometimes when they have their windows
that's
down, the only
thing
way
you
through.
Do. And I hate to admit it. It is the thing that makes me laugh every time.
Oh my God. Sorry. Anyway, pampered pets. What happened to you?
Yeah. Well, my boy's gone now, but I used to take him to the Outback Steakhouse every time for his birthday.
Do not
you
give T Hack ideas.
He'd get the biggest steak on the menu. I would take the sides, and then he'd have a scoop of ice cream.
You didn't bring him in the restaurant, though. You just get to go.
No. I would sit on the grass with him.
So you'd order it to go. Okay.
And they'd bring it out to you in the grass?
That's wild.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't hate it.
They'll do all sorts of crazy stuff. I talk to those guys. They're going to meet me in some places.
Thank you, Danica. That dog loves that. I wonder if she, I don't want to ask. I wonder if she did it for like the last meal too.
Dude,
I'm sorry. Cheryl.
Yay.
Pampered pets.
Okay, so I have 13 Maine Coon cats.
Uh-huh.
Ma'am?
And I'm a small breeder, and my stud cat, I have spent $15,000 on a whole entire home for him to have.
Okay.
It's a 10-foot by 20-foot room that has a bed, a window.
This is,
my house does not have
this
an
is bigger than some of my apartments.
He does.
Dude.
I don't have air conditioning in my home, but my cat has air conditioning.
That is okay. That's wild. One more, Ellen.
Yay.
Pampered pet. What have you done? Oh my God, it's about a cat. I can tell.
We needed to repaint our house, and we debated it for days, and for some reason came to the conclusion that we should paint the trim the color of our white cat and paint the rest of the house the color of our blue Persian. And we literally held cats down and matched them to paint chips.
Oh.
It turned out looking horrible.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.